Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God himself, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church, which holy estate Christ adored and beautified with his presence and first miracle that he wrought in Cana of Galilee, and is commended in holy writ to be honorable among all men. And therefore is not by any to be enterprised nor taken in hand, not advising, lightly, or wanting, but reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained. First, it was ordained for the increase of mankind, according to the will of God, and that children might be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord, and to the praise of his holy name. Secondly, it was ordained in order that the natural instincts of affection, implanted by God, should be hallowed and directed aright, that those who are called of God to this holy estate should continue there in pureness of living. Thirdly, it was ordained for the mutual society, health and comfort that the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity, into which holy estate these two persons present come now to enjoy. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
I require and charge you both, as you will answer at the dreadful day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why ye may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, ye do now confess it. For be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow, are not joined together by God, neither is their matrimony lawful. William Arthur Philip Louis, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together according to God's law in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her?
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine of Take thee, William Arthur Philip Louis.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
Have and to better
for
this day forward.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
For better, in sickness and in health.
In sickness
for richer, for poorer. To love and to cherish. In sickness and in health. Till death us do part.
To love and to cherish.
According to God's holy law.
Till death us do part.
And thereto I give thee my treasure.
According to God's holy law.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
Thereto I give thee my troth. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand.
Bless, O Lord, this ring, and grant that he who gives it and she who shall wear it may remain faithful to each other, and abide in thy peace and favor, and live together in love until their lives end.
Yes, now you're gone. media are at the heart of our life because the media work through our senses.
Gangster.
Welcome to the Imaginary Disco Pepito.
The second most popular game that we played as children is house.
I want them not to want to dance. I want them to want to sit there and not think of dancing.
That's a Greek word, meaning a very private person. The book was the source and cause of all idiotism, all individuality.
When you want to talk about religion, you should talk about religion. When you think you have to say something about religion, you should always say something about religion.
When you are out of the main slim, as it were, you have a much better opportunity to see what's going on.
We live in a society where people are basically imperfect. I'm just one of those people.
Princess gets married in England, and boom, 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 go the drum. We all hear about it. An earthquake in North Africa, a Hollywood star gets drunk, away go the drums again.